Today is Wednesday, December 15th. We're detailing new evidence that found the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is different from any other version of the virus. Also, text messages from former President Trump's inner circle that went out during the Capitol riot. Plus, deadlines to know about both healthcare and holiday shipping, another cyber attack, this one that could impact a lot of Americans' paychecks, and which popular movies got a special honor for standing the test of time. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy today. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The new Omicron variant of COVID-19 seems to be spreading in other parts of the world much quicker than here in the U.S., at least for now. So it's giving Americans some hints at what could be in store. The first major real-world study out of South Africa showed people infected with Omicron were less likely to end up in the hospital than those infected with the original variant. That same study found, even though today's vaccines still give people some protection, they don't totally stop Omicron from spreading. It says Pfizer's vaccine is only 33% effective at keeping people from getting Omicron, but it's 70% effective at keeping people out of the hospital, although those numbers don't take booster shots into consideration. And some scientists say it's still too early to draw too many conclusions from any of this data, but it's still worth noting the other thing this study confirmed: Omicron is highly contagious. One health expert at Harvard Medical School said the variant is moving extraordinarily fast, faster than almost anyone predicted. In Britain, for example, Omicron cases are doubling every 2 to 3 days. Here in the U.S., the new variant has been confirmed in at least 33 states. And President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he expects Omicron to eventually be the dominant variant here, too. Already, it seems to be hitting one American college campus especially hard. Cornell University reported more than 900 cases among students in just the last week. And it says a very high percentage of them are from the Omicron variant, in people who were already vaccinated. In response, the university decided to shut down its campus in Ithaca, New York. It's moving final exams online, closing libraries, and canceling all activities and athletics. Another top official from the Trump administration could be facing a criminal charge soon. The House voted to hold former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress. That's because lawmakers investigating the January 6th Capitol riot say he stopped cooperating with their investigation. And despite their subpoena, he refused to testify under oath. Up next, it will be up to the Justice Department to decide whether to actually charge Meadows with a crime. If it does, the case would go before a grand jury. Then, if found guilty, Meadows could end up with hefty fines and even up to a year in jail. This is especially unique since Meadows used to be a congressman too. So this could end up being the first time in nearly 200 years a former member of Congress is held in contempt of the body he once served in. Remember, a grand jury is already set to weigh a similar case against former White House aide Steve Bannon. But unlike Bannon, Meadows did cooperate somewhat with the investigation. He gave the committee thousands of pages of documents they requested. They include text messages from Republican lawmakers, Fox News personalities, and former President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., all sent on January 6th. They were all pleading with Meadows to have the president do more to end the violent riot at the Capitol. Another notable conversation in those documents was in an email Meadows sent the day before the riot. In it, he said the National Guard would, quote, protect pro-Trump people on January 6th. Since those conversations were made public, Meadows told Fox News, House lawmakers aren't really worried about holding him in contempt, only going after former President Trump. And Meadows' lawyer says his client shouldn't have to testify because of executive privilege, although not everyone agrees that's true. California desperately needed rain, but not this much all at one time. A storm this week overwhelmed several parts of the state, making roads dangerous, causing power outages, and bringing a threat of mudslides to some areas. Parts of the Bay Area got more than 11 inches of rain over 72 hours, and parts of Southern California got more than 7 inches in 24 hours. Unfortunately, car crashes and road closures piled up, and some vehicles were swept into the Los Angeles River. Hundreds of homes had to evacuate in Orange County, County, south of Los Angeles, because of flooding and mudslide threats. Further inland, some places in California and Nevada got up to 6 feet of snow, and more is expected to fall later this week. Many people see this as good news, since melted snow that runs into California's watershed makes up about a third of the state's water supply. Or, in other words, they really need snow. It's also good news for ski resorts. Several of them around Lake Tahoe are now open for business. Today is the last day to sign up for insurance through the Affordable Care Act, if you want coverage to start on January 1st. Remember, if you aren't already getting insurance through work, the ACA or Obamacare offers options. And for some eligible income levels, you can get subsidies meant to lower the cost of paying for health insurance. Last year, a record number of Americans enrolled in Obamacare, and this year, the number is expected to be even higher. Whether you decide to enroll in ACA or health insurance through work, you'll want to check the deadlines for open enrollment. For Obamacare, that deadline is today. But more than a dozen states have their own programs set up, and some of them have later deadlines. Either way, you can find information on how to apply at healthcare.gov. More news is just ahead, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with a quick word from our sponsor.
The holidays are all about coming together with loved ones and taking an active role in creating the magic of the season. Yes, you could buy things like ornaments, for example, but isn't building your own so much more fun and rewarding? This year, QuiCo wants to invite you and your family to make the holidays a little less prepackaged and a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. Our family has loved getting QuiCo crates in the mail. We continue to get new, exciting, and high-quality toys that were chosen by the experts for my son's specific age and development. And I already have QuiCo on my gift list for my niece, who is several years older than my son, and I know she will especially love getting mail that is just for her. She'll also love QuiCo's real engineering, science, and art projects each month. This holiday, don't just teach kids how to buy. Teach them how to build. Give them a gift of a hands-on holiday with a QuiCo subscription and celebrate a love for hands-on learning all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at QuiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO, QuiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY.
Time is running out to send gifts and packages to friends and family if you want to make sure they get there on time for Christmas. Today is the deadline if you plan to send your items through the U.S. Postal Service or FedEx using regular ground shipping. Friday is the last day to send them out using the Postal Service's first-class mail. UPS recommends mapping out the best time to mail your item with ground shipping on their website, or you can mail your items by the 21st if you choose the 3-day option through either UPS or FedEx. If you haven't even bought the items yet, you can, of course, send a gift directly to someone's house to save time, though most stores' deadlines are likely coming up soon, too, unless you're able to use something like Amazon's 2-day shipping. A ransomware attack on one of the largest human resources companies could impact your paycheck. Ultimate Kronos Group, also known as just Kronos, says its systems could be offline for several weeks. Now, companies that rely on the software are scrambling to have their HR needs met in another way. NPR reports for some, that means things like issuing paper checks for the first time in years. This attack could affect major companies like Tesla, Marriott, Samsung, several hospitals, universities, and more. Kronos says it's working with leading cybersecurity experts to investigate and fix the issue. The world's largest automaker is joining the electric vehicle bandwagon. Toyota now promises to release 30 electric vehicle models by the end of this decade. It also says by then, battery-powered cars will make up one-third of Toyota sales, and its luxury brand, Lexus, will sell only electric vehicles in the U.S., Europe, and China. Toyota's first long-range electric SUV is expected to be released next year. Other automakers have already gone all in on electric. Companies like Nissan, General Motors, and Volkswagen have been selling pure battery electric vehicles for years, and they've all revealed plans to phase out gas cars completely. Separately, an electric pickup truck landed one of the auto industry's most prestigious awards this week. Motor Trend magazine named the Rivian R1T its truck of the year. This comes a month after the magazine named another electric vehicle, the Lucid Air sedan, its car of the year. That's a pretty big deal. Not just because they're both electric, but because, for the first time, two startups beat out more established automakers with their very first vehicles. Nike continues to embrace the metaverse. Its latest move in this space, Nike bought a company that makes digital sneakers. Yes, the sneakers are only virtual. Remember, the metaverse essentially allows users to live or hang out within a digital space, using technology like virtual reality, augmented reality, and more. So the company, called RTFKT, makes the virtual shoes for users to wear and collect within the metaverse only. And they've been successful at it. Earlier this year, they were able to sell more than $3 million worth of digital sneakers as NFTs in just 7 minutes. Nike has acquired 6 companies focused on the digital side of retail just in the last few years. Some classic movies are getting preserved for future generations. The Library of Congress picked 25 movies for the National Film Registry. It does that every year for movies that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. They also have to be at least 10 years old. This year, the films chosen include a Lord of the Rings movie, Fellowship of the Ring, and the Star Wars movie, Return of the Jedi. Others are Pixar's WALL-E, Selena, starring Jennifer Lopez, and Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train. This Friday, Turner Classic Movies will host a special to screen some of this year's selections. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, here's Erica again to thank our sponsor.
While we want to believe the holidays are a joyous time, that's not always the case. It can be a difficult season for many people, from just the stress of managing everything holiday-related to strained family relationships to missing loved ones no longer with us. Whether it feels big or small, there's no reason you need to deal with it alone. BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and much more. And if you're ever not happy with yours, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. You always connect in a private online environment. Whether you're texting, talking on the phone, or connecting on a video call, it's secure and confidential and helpful. It's even more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Work Wednesday. Big companies have been hoping to get employees back to the office for a while now, but they just keep pushing back their return dates because of COVID-19. Uber, Lyft, Ford, Google, and Meta platforms have all delayed or modified their return-to-office plans recently, and companies like Zillow, Twitter, and Microsoft have just let employees start working from home forever. This could have a ripple effect on other parts of the economy, though. Sales at restaurants, bars, and other small businesses near office buildings have been struggling for nearly 2 years now, and more people have been moving away from downtowns into more rural areas. Security company Castle Systems says these days, on average, only 41% of workers in the 10 biggest American cities have returned to their offices. That said, some big businesses like Amazon and Apple are keeping their return-to-office plans in place for early next year. And others, like a lot of the big Wall Street banks, have employees back in the office already. Thank you for listening today and making us part of your daily routine. Erica had to take one more day away, but she really is planning to be back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.